focusing on what it was that I wanted to say today. How can we be in right relationship with God? And how can we be in right relationship with one another? Those are the questions that kept coming up to me as I read today's readings. I wanted to be able to preach some comfort. I wanted to be able to say some comforting words and to walk away feeling comforted. But that didn't happen. What did happen was the realization that in spite of anything that we do or say, ultimately, we are God's. And what we have to do by being God's, God's creation, God's children, is that we have to be good tenants of whatever vineyard that we find ourselves in, whether it be one that's bearing good fruit or bad. It is our place, our job, to step out and change what is going on around us if it be that it is producing, as Isaiah says, rotten fruit. It's sometimes easy to find, I sometimes find myself, I can only speak for myself, in places where what's going on is producing only rotten fruit. And it's so difficult to walk away because sometimes it's so easy to say, oh, well. But we can't do that as children of God, as disciples of God. I'm currently reading a book, the title of which is Horse. I don't know if any of you have read it or not. And I was prompted to read this book. Apparently, it's a bestseller of sorts. And I was prompted by an invitation to join a book club. But the backlog on getting the book from the library was such that I didn't get the book before the book club. So I never did that. But I did, as it was offered that I could read you know how sometimes they say you can read a portion of it? And so I said, okay. And I was so intrigued by this book, I could not wait to get the rest of it, which happened this past week. And now that I'm reading it from where I ended, I'm not sure I can read it. I'm not sure I want to see what happens. I just want it to all be good, everything to be comfortable in this story. And it's not. And I'm disturbed in many, many different ways by the events in the book. Now, it's fiction, but it's based certainly on truths of our past and of our present. So every time I think of something in the book that happens that's disturbing, I want to put it down. And so far, I've been able to move past that and try and put it into some perspective. And in many ways, it fits in with the perspective of today's readings. Basically, the story is one of a horse, obviously, by the title. Don't be surprised. A horse and the life of the horse in a time where slavery is what it's about. And it's accepted, and rich white plantation owners do as they will with what they possess, including people and the horse. Both the people and the horse off and on are mistreated, but the shining part of it is this young man, this young slave boy, who raises this horse from a colt and develops such a deep relationship that it kind of rises above all the pain of what's going on in their lives. The kind of relationship that I would like to have with the creation. The kind of pure, caring, and all-giving relationship that I wish I had all the time with God. Now, there's a parallel story, or it's a not a flashback, it's a forward, whatever that's called, forward flash, of a modern-day man and woman who meet serendipitously in an unlikely way and who explore in their relationship the relationship of themselves to the world, one black and one white, and how they try to navigate this slippery slope of how to balance being accepting of what is and wanting to change what is. It reminds me, as I read this, of how we as a society have continued to hold tight the stereotypes of how we treat others that are different, how we treat others that are not like us, and how that hasn't really changed very much from the situation in the book that takes place during the time where post-Civil War. There is a challenge for me to, in real life, to become open enough and understanding enough to know and realize the importance of seeing the face of God in one another and in the creation. Because truly, God is in, He is the creation. And we are part of it. We are not separate from the world around us. We are part of it. We are and need to be, I hope, lovers of God. This past week, we celebrated or commemorated our patron saint, Saint Francis. One of the things that he said that I is one of the quotes that I go to frequently, is that we need to preach the gospel and sometimes use words. Francis was a lover of God who rose up out of a terrible, rotten fruit life, a situation where the vineyard that he was tending was not one that glorified God. It was one that the fence was torn down and truth and love were trampled. But he found a way out of that. He found a way into the beauty of the creation from the deepest ugliness of it. Preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. So this morning I was drawn to the Isaiah reading, and which in many ways kind of reflects how our vineyard of this world is and is not. What it is not is in harmony with God's intentions. And as much as we struggle, as much as we as disciples and children of God and lovers of God and lovers of the creation try, it feels to me like the vineyard around us is producing rotten fruit. How do we tend that vineyard? How do we change that vineyard? I'm sorry that I don't have an answer to that. So I did a good bit of reading about what others had to say a little bit about this writing, this Isaiah passage. And so I thought I'd just share some of those thoughts with you, because they say, sometimes other people say things so much better than I can. Now, there's the obvious understanding that Isaiah uses this vineyard as an image for God and for Israel, and how God's relationship with Israel, or Israel's relationship with God, has broken down and is not going well. And Isaiah calls them to come to a place where they see God as beloved. Beloved, that intimate relationship with God, that basic, what we basically need to identify with God, and to get through all the anger and judgment that follows us around out in the world. And in spite of the owner's willingness and attempts to grow a good vineyard, to produce good fruit, it just doesn't work out. There's just too much against him. But God waits, and he waits expectantly, and he waits with patience. At least he's patient with me, until a time comes when a new vineyard can be planted. A new vineyard can be planted. That's a powerful thought to me. And I think that in the world, as we consider it, that one of the things that St. Francis is going forward to do in this community is to raise up a new vineyard. I don't know a lot about grapes, but what I do know is that what they do, and correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, what they do is they, when there's a good vine, a good tasting grape, is they clip a piece of it and they root it, and that's how they start new plants. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take this divine vineyard that we have here, and we're going to take pieces of it, and we're going to root it and grow it and change the vineyard of the world around us. One of the things that Isaiah tells us in this reading is that one of the important things that we have to do is to make sure that we speak truth to power. How can we avoid a situation where no matter how hard we try, nothing but bad fruit comes of it? I think that the way that we do that is to make sure that our truth is God's truth. That we have to be willing to say, what is really going on? And to not just sugarcoat it and think, oh, everything's good and we are good and all will be well. But not without God being the soil that we put those clippings into to root. And God calls us to speak truth to power. No matter where we are, no matter what it is, sometimes it might be conflicts between people who are of different races, people who are different socioeconomic, different socioeconomic situations, someone who just looks different than we are. It's so easy for the world to judge and to make assumptions about who people are and what people are. And it is our job as disciples to say, we are all creations of God. We are all created in that image. Can we hear what Jesus is calling us to say? Do we have ears that can really hear? Can we step outside of the concept of who we think we are and be who God wants us to be? Can we be open to those who are brokenhearted? Can we be open to those that are hurt, that are lonely, that are abused? And can we remember that we are indeed God's beloved? God is the one that we love. And it is that love that will bring us to a vineyard that produces good fruit. So I hope that each one of you will remember the words of St. Francis. Preach the gospel. And if necessary, use words. In our psalm this morning, as I was listening to it, I made note of a portion of it when it talks about the vineyard, and it calls to God how through all of this negative stuff that's going on, to look down from heaven, to behold and tend this vine and preserve what your right hand has planted. So what his right hand, what Christ has planted here, I invite you, I encourage you to preserve it all in the name of God. Preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. Amen. Let us say together the words of our faith.